From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Following last week's election, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval released a statement praising Americans, saying, "We encourage everyone to remain patient and join together to support those elected to lead this great nation." Duval added, "The issues facing agriculture in rural America are larger than political parties. We need to build on the advancements towards regulatory reform and strengthen the Farm Bill. We must also continue to expand trade and improve market access for farmers." As COVID-19 cases climb across the country, some states are again closing the door on indoor dining, while others still don't have it. And as the risk of declining restaurant demand for protein becomes a bigger concern, one Kansas State University economist says it could also be a factor for livestock prices moving forward. Glenn Tonsor tells AgWeb.com there's still plenty of uncertainty left, but considering the rebound in livestock prices from the spring lows, there's also room for hope. Low-priced flowers from Central and South America have driven many California flower growers out of business, and representatives say a new decision may accelerate that trend. The U.S. Trade Representative's office says it will allow roses from Ecuador to enter the U.S. duty-free. The California Cut Flower Commission says members are disappointed, and imports have already pushed more than three-quarters of the U.S. growers out of business. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.